By Central States Beverage Company.
It is the April edition of the Ounces of Information podcast here at Central States Beverage Company, podcasting from the Central States Marketing Building, where we constantly ask the question, are we in Missouri or Kansas? The answer is why we got to pick teams. The answer is both. The answer is both. I'm your host, Aaron Robinson. With me today is our craft brands manager, Paul Ziegler.
Good morning.
Welcome, sir. Really disappointed immediately off the front because you didn't say rock stars.
Hey, you know, I it's part of my brand. Whenever I send out digital media, I like to call people rock stars.
I like it. I like it.
I want people to know that they are the best at what they do.
You know, it doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having or where I'm at, but when I see a Paul Ziegler email come out and the intro line is rock stars, I'm like, you know what? You're right. I am.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You don't have to be on stage to know that there's people cheering for you.
No.
You know, people are sometimes in the office or back home somewhere, and they're saying, you know what, you are good at what you do, and I believe in you, man.
You're on the other end of that old email, cheering me on, and I appreciate that. I'm sure I'm not alone. I'm really happy for you, too, Paul, because you are among the first to witness our actual on-air recording sign here.
Oh.
That John Cain has generously provided to the podcast.
That's very nice.
Friend of the podcast, John Cain.
Thank you very much. It looks fantastic.
People know now we're recording.
Right.
Please don't come in here.
Yeah.
So obviously with our craft brands manager, we got to talk craft. Let's talk about what we have coming up here in April and May and beyond that, 2021. Where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking we could start with some of the new innovations that we're rolling out right now. Founders Mouse Agave Hard Seltzer has been in the market for a little while, and we're doing a big focus on it this month with the 15-pack varieties because that format has just been working
huge for them.
And it's a fantastic product, and of course, everyone wants seltzers. And this kind of fills the need with those kind of craftier seltzer drinkers, the people that are looking for something that isn't quite as mainstream. They're branching out to try new things, and I think this is a fantastic package for those people.
We've kind of touched on this in a few podcasts prior, and we'll obviously also get into it later on in the podcast as Sam Lester from Boston Beer is here to discuss everything Boston Beer, which obviously includes the giant elephant in the room, which is Truly Hard Seltzer. But you know, on the subject of founders and seltzers in general, like the question that everybody seems to ask is, how crazy can you get with fizzy water? You know, like, how many more flavors can you add?
Oh, sky's the limit, Aaron.
Yeah, but like, you know, there's also innovation there as well, and founders found it with like that.
Yeah,
founders found it.
Yeah,
with agave.
Absolutely. And it's great just because there's a lot of these alternative sweeteners. I can't really think of a lot of them right now, but
Splenda
is a great example, you know, where people are looking for something that isn't just refined sugar or high fructose corn syrup, things that are looking to make it into their drinks that they just don't want that stuff anymore. They don't want the high processed things. They want something more natural. And agave offers an incredible flavor profile that pairs well with a lot of these flavors that they're doing in these seltzers.
So the variety pack has three flavors, right?
Yeah, they offers the grapefruit, lime, and the strawberry.
Oh, the strawberry.
Oh.
That's the one I remember having. Yes, yes. It is very, very good.
It's excellent. I was a big fan of all three. The strawberry was definitely the standout, though.
You kind of hit it on the head there in the high fructose corn syrups and the different Splendas and aspartames or whatever that they put in some of these other seltzers. But people do genuinely care what they put into their body.
Absolutely.
And agave is a natural sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a good seltzer variety pack that's readily available both Missouri and Kansas side right now.
Absolutely.
Literally right now.
Right now.
On
the streets. It's in your store right now. You can walk down there and get it right now, because I don't mind telling you, Kansas City is one market. I don't think of it as Kansas versus Missouri. I like to think of it as just Kansas City.
You're on my side. Why do we got to pick teams?
Why do we got to pick teams? You know, you can go down to your favorite local place, and even if they don't carry it, ask them about it. You know, it's not a big deal.
When it comes to founders, it's not just the Mas Agave Seltzer that's on the trucks right now. There are plenty of fantastic beers also there. What's the big push? We got Moon Rambler IPA. It's brand new this year.
Yeah, Moon Rambler IPA. We're coming on the end of that one, but we're going to be dropping All Day Vacay Session Wheat Ale.
Yes.
15 packs. In the same style as All Day IPA, they wanted to make a sensible, crushable, drinkable wheat ale that isn't just going to fill you up after two or three beers.
Yeah.
Boy, does Founders do the crushable beer.
Oh, absolutely. All day?
Yeah.
And now you're throwing All Day Vacay?
Right.
Let's just do it.
Fantastic.
Of course, there's also the very, very small niche number of people that exist, Paul, that believe stout season is all year.
You know, I'm kind of in that boat. I don't mind. Don't get me wrong. I will have an Imperial Stout in October, November, December.
Yeah.
Every day. But, you know, sometimes, you know, April, I don't care if it's 90 degrees out. Sometimes I want to have a nice little stout.
It is what it is. You know? And that's why we have KBS readily available all year long.
All year long.
That is mind blowing.
Can you believe that we can get, first of all, this beer is insane.
Yeah.
The breakfast stout, chocolate oatmeal, coffee stout, aged in Kentucky bourbon barrels. Holy cow.
Nuts.
And they have, I wish I could show a picture, but they have this incredible underground barrel aging process. So everything is naturally temperature controlled. Air pressure is controlled. Everything is down to the numbers.
It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal. And they have it to a science. And it really shows in the product.
For sure. For sure. To have it available anytime you want it now is crazy. Especially like you were around for the Founders launch. You remember this.
How
rare KBS
was. Oh, yeah.
You know,
I remember years back when we brought in the first few kegs of CBS.
Yes.
The special limited release beer.
Selling out in minutes.
Right. We went down to Waldo and we had a little party there and they were offering us 4-ounce pours and they ran out so fast.
I remember that day.
Oh, yes.
That was a fun day. Fun day.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Speaking of stouts and famous breweries that are known for their stouts, let's talk a little bit about my hometown brewery in the 417, Mother's Brewing Company.
Oh, love Mother's
Brewing. We're not going to talk about, like, we're not going to lead this with stouts because we got to talk about the new seltzer that they launched as well. Let's talk Ready.
Well, you know, Ready Seltzer is fantastic. Now, some of you people that have the Mothers on your radar know that we launched Ready last year. And there was a recall because there was a quality problem. Well, they took the time to really dial in the recipe, check quality, double check quality, triple check quality. And they have a product that they are so proud of right now. And they are offering it at the same price that it was available to us before. So at no extra expense to us, the consumer, they took all that extra time to make sure that we had the best possible liquid we could get. And cherry lime, Ready Seltzer, it's like you just drove up to your favorite fast food drive up that
good
offers
save,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I'm not gonna say their names, but everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Pretty well known. But you're absolutely right. The seltzer does reflect that. It is very, very good. It is 90 calories?
Yeah, 90 calories.
Real fruit juice.
Real fruit juice, and it just it drinks so great.
It is.
I don't mind telling you. It's fantastic.
It's a good summer sipper.
Yes, sir.
and Mother is also known for their summer beers as well as their stouts. I know we can talk about Winter Grind and we can talk about Modern Familias all day, but doing good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just dropped. They do it in collaboration with a few different charities.
Fantastically crafted orange wheat ale.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Tastes great.
It tastes so good, man.
And Doug Pitt was involved.
Yeah.
You know Doug.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Doug Pitt's fantastic. His more famous brother.
The other
Out in Hollywood. and have you seen the bit they did on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah, recreating that famous scene.
If you haven't seen it, actually, I'll tell you what. I'll link it in the website podcast link for this, so that way you guys have access to it while you're listening in. Good plug. Obviously, some of you probably already know because you could be streaming this right now on one of your favorite sites, but our Central States Ounces of Information podcast is now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So depending on wherever you're at, whatever you prefer, we are there now too.
Excellent.
And if you got another one, shout it out. I'll look into it.
There you go.
But right now, Spotify, Apple, those are two pretty big ones right there.
I'm going to go listen to it on Spotify after we're done here.
We'll link the Doug Pitt 7 recreation video with Mother's Brewing Company.
So
it'll be on there. Mother's, and another shout out to them, you know, happy 10-year anniversary. That's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's Day celebration. I think they're doing it on multiple weekends in May. Are you going down?
So I have twin 11-month-old boys at home.
Oh, they'll come.
Yeah, well, I mean, I might just have to make a family trip out of it. So
yeah.
I just don't want to leave those at home with the wife, and then I go out down and drink beer all weekend.
Always a good time down there in Springfield. But, you know, they send some pretty good beer up our way as well. So on
Absolutely.
Shelves now.
Yes.
What else we got? What else we got? What are we going to talk about here? We need to talk about Crane.
Crane Brewing Company. Big local brewery. They're doing a lot of fantastic stuff. They're cooking up a lot of great things. I wish I could talk about some of the new innovations that they're coming up with, but
you can.
I can't.
Nobody's going to stop you.
Well, you know, there's just some stuff that's coming down the pipeline that keep your eyes open and your ears open for new projects coming from Crane. But I can tell you right now, the next product of theirs that's going to be hitting the market is Crane Orange Lassi. The Crane Monument beer just came out last month.
Yeah.
I believe that's on shelves right now. Holy cow.
What a sipper.
Oh, man. Passion fruit and just, oh, my God. It's phenomenal.
It is.
Phenomenal brew.
And obviously, it's Crane, and Crane does do more than sours, but they are known for their sours, Monument being no exception.
Absolutely. And I am excited to tell everybody that maybe as soon as next week or the week after, we're going to be launching the Crane Variety 12-pack can.
Breaking news.
Oh, man. Six different beers.
Six.
Six different beers, two of them exclusive to the box.
Math checks out.
Oh, man. It's fantastic.
Do you know what they are?
So the four beers that are in our everyday available beers, like the Farmhouse IPA,
sure.
T-Vice,
All
Just
good.
Faze, and Thunder Gong.
Fantastic.
And then the other two exclusive beers, they're going to be changing.
Okay.
Throughout the year. So depending on when you're listening to this, there might be different beers in it from when we launched it. So I think there's going to be 1 million watts and, oh, goodness me, I can't remember the other one.
1 million watts, though, is good enough, man.
Yeah,
that's a
right?
solid beer.
Yeah, no kidding. So watch your shelves. It's going to be hitting the road very soon.
A lot of fun, exciting stuff coming out of Raytown. That is awesome. I do love me some good Crane beer. We've also got more stuff coming from, who are we missing out? Let's talk Prost.
Prost. Okay, so Prost just came out with their Grapefruit Radler beer, just called Radler from Prost. It is a phenomenal, just super drinkable, slightly sweet Radler beer. So for those that aren't aware, a Radler is a blend between a traditional lager and a fruit juice, in this case, grapefruit. Now, they blend the two very well together, and it comes in at a super crushable 4% ABV, and it is just so good. It's just a little sweet. It's not that bitter. I mean, the grapefruit bitterness doesn't come through at all. It's just that natural hoppiness that really is what is coming through. So it just comes with a just super drinkable.
So good. I was getting that reaction.
Right.
That's fun. No, Prost Radler. Prost obviously is very, very good at the German styles. That's their forte. They're very good. Radler being no exception. And that's added to the portfolio that we already have here readily available year-round.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be available all summer. Lately from them, I've been drinking a lot of their Pilsner too.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. It's
GABF award-winning.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Their Pilsner just blows me away.
I know.
I mean, a lot of people feel like Pilsner is like you've had one, you've had them all, and I'm here to tell you you're wrong. Go try a Prost Pilsner today.
True.
And you will just be completely changed on your opinion.
It is good stuff. It is very good stuff. A lot of good stuff in the craft portfolio here at Central States. A lot of good stuff coming, obviously, if this mm-hmm. is any sort of indication. You know, we didn't even touch on Lagunitas.
No.
With the Stereohopic series. How's
yes.
that going?
Oh, it's fantastic. So Stereohopic Volume 2 is available right now.
Okay.
So they're changing it up, similar to a seasonal, but it's a traditional IPA where they change the formula, change the hop varietals they use, change the slightly alter the styles every, you know, say 3-4 months. So it's similar to a rotating seasonal, but it's just a way to showcase how an IPA can be different every time. You know, when you can just change up your hop varietals or your malt profile, and it just makes things so just, it's so great to explore these different beers. And,
yeah.
And with a brewery like Lagunitas just attack something like this, it really showcases their ability to make something fantastic.
The most delicious education tool you can find.
No
right?
kidding.
But also just a good sipper on the patio or on the couch or
yeah.
wherever you are by the bar stool. Now that things are opening up a little bit, this has been exciting. You know, so we kind of went from 0 to 100 real quick whenever we started this podcast with going into bam, 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 everything else.
Right.
Let's
yeah.
Slow it down a little bit for a second, Paul. You know, let's enjoy this. Are you doing any? Have you gotten some frisbee golf in recently?
I have played some frisbee golf. I went and played at Big Bull Creek disc golf course down in Edgerton.
Nice.
A buddy of mine came up from Texas, and we played there all day, and it was probably one of my better rounds of golf.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's definitely one of my favorite off-time things to do, and it's funny just because Kansas City, we're kind of spoiled for choice because there's over 75 different courses
that
in
is
the Kansas
crazy.
City area. I know, it's kind of wild. I had no idea because I only just started playing disc golf 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine just was, you know, like, hey, why don't you come hang out with me for the day? I was going to go play disc golf. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about, you know, getting into an outdoor thing. And I just immediately was hooked, you know.
Yeah.
Because the majority of courses in Kansas City are on public property, like parks and things
so
like that.
So they're free.
So they're all free.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to make a tee time. You just go.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's the thing I love most about Kansas City is one, our access to public things is second to none. But also, if you do get into things like disc golf, the best place to find some of your clubs, I guess for lack of a better term, is the same place you can find some exceptional barbecue at a gas station.
Right. Right.
Very, very cool. Paul, thank you for coming in to discuss all of these quick rapid fire things. That's always fun to do.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Next time we'll do rapid fire Jeopardy or something where I quiz you over everything.
Yes.
Stick around for the Sam Lester conversation with Boston Beer. We delve into a lot. Okay. Well, if there's no other questions, nothing, anything else at all beforehand,
let's dive in.
Go right into it.
Let's get in, Aaron. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man. This is the Central States Ounces of Information podcast, the interview portion of our April edition, and I don't think this man needs any introduction, but I got Sam Lester in the studio with me from Boston Beer Company.
Thank you, Aaron.
Chicago after being back from Kansas City, after being back from Chicago, after starting in Kansas City. Did I do that line right?
I'm a ping pong ball, I'll tell you. Yes.
So when are you going back to Chicago?
If history serves us right, probably in about 6 months. No, I'm kidding. I'm here. Every morning I wake up, I feel the roots just grabbing me more and more into Kansas City. Started with Boston Beer in 2014, was a brewery rep and worked directly with your team here at Central States. Then up to Chicago for a couple of years, working downtown, then back here, and then back to Chicago, and now back. So it's been a ride.
So what's your favorite?
The favorite is where I'm at in the moment, man.
Bias. That's all it is. Biases.
No.
It's good. It's good to have you back. You know, obviously a fan favorite. So we got Sam back.
Thank you.
This is a very exciting episode for multiple reasons. And the first one is this is the first one where both members in the interview have been fully vaccinated.
Yes.
And so we've taken every precaution. We still are. Like there's ventilation going on right now. Everything's been sanitized beforehand. But there's not a mask in front of my face or your face because per CDC guidelines, we good.
We good. We're still rocking the 6 foot distance.
Still distance. You're right.
But we know we see facial expressions.
Yeah.
Smiles.
And so the perfectionist in me, this is why it's a big deal for me. The perfectionist in me is the inflection in my voice is very low. And it comes across in podcasts when recording and editing because, if there's a mask in front of my face, it's kind of muffled. And it's drove me crazy forever. And by forever, I mean like the last 4 months that we've been doing this podcast. So,
well, from an outside listener, you couldn't tell. You're your own worst critic.
I appreciate that. And I acknowledge that. I am absolutely my own worst critic. But it's very exciting to just be talking casually like normal times, you know, in 2019.
We are on the precipice of normalcy.
What a world.
I can't wait.
What a world. Also exciting because for the first time ever, podcast first, we have a supplier rep that actually brought samples. And that's kind of a big deal.
Ice cold. You got to have them.
we're going to get into it for sure in more ways than one. But I think I saw Sam Adams Just the Haze for an NA hazy IPA that we're going to be talking about here because obviously Boston Beer's got quite the portfolio we're going to go through. And I heard rumor that it's Truly Punch.
There might be a Truly Punch in that box. There might be.
Am I one of the first? This
you
is very exciting.
Be the first. Yes. I'm going to experience it for the first time with you.
Oh, perks of the podcast.
Yes.
Wow, this is fun. This is fun. I did prepare for this podcast last night by sticking strictly to the Boston Beer portfolio. for my evening libations. I cracked into my last Sam Adams cold snap.
Time to move on to the summer ale.
It is. It was good. It was good to have it. You know, it was a crisp, chill kind of night, so it was good for a cold snap.
Absolutely. It absolutely. Was nice. You always remember the last before the transition, too. You know, you take a moment, you say, hey, I'll see you next year.
That's
you
it. Know? That's yeah. it. And that was my sayonara.
Yes.
I'm ready for summer ale now. I had a Truly peach tea.
Delicious. That's very my delicious. Favorite from the variety pack.
Mine
Love
too.
The peach.
Mine too. And I capped it off as most should with a Dogfish Head 90 minute.
Yes. So, I mean, yeah.
We're just going full circle here.
What'd you have for dinner to go along with this? You're sounding like a
Twisted
beer
tea half and half.
All right. Okay. I love it.
Liquid dinner. No, I'm kidding. It was all good. And clearly, if my evening agenda was any sort of indication, Boston beer has quite the powerhouse that we're all going to kind of crack into here. Let's start with this. Do you have a preference on where we want to start?
You are the expert, sir.
Well, I think we need to start with the giant elephant in the room, and that's Truly Hard Seltzer.
Truly Hard Seltzer.
How's Truly doing?
Truly is booming. Truly is good. Seltzer is good. The innovation has been great. It's a really fun brand. You know, people want to see us. People want to talk about it, and it's been a heck of a ride since the launch.
I think you might have the exact number in your head, but just shortly before the big game, there was a, 3,000 case display across the street?
I think it was about 2,000.
2,000,
yeah.
Okay,
yes.
All right, I should have undersold it.
That's okay. I almost went with it, but I got to tell the truth.
It's fair.
Yes, we did. We built the team at Central States, myself, we rolled up our sleeves, and we built a 2,000 case Truly display at a retailer here near Central States. And
massive, massive.
Yeah.
Football field.
A football field of Truly. And now it's dwindling away. So now it's more like a par 3 golf course.
a good 7-iron will get you there. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well placed 7. You're good. And that's because Truly's got the growing portfolio. We're still good with the original and all of the flavors. There's 2 mix packs in the original?
3 mix packs three in mix the original. Packs. We've got the wild berry, the tropical, and the citrus. So between those 3 variety 12 packs, you've got 4 different flavors in each one.
That's right. And if lemonade's your thing, Truly Lemonade, they were the first to market with it.
First to market with the lemonade. Again, 4 different flavors in the variety pack. And lemonade was the biggest launch in Boston beer history, I believe. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What does that look like for biggest launch?
I mean, you know, we're talking about brands like Sam Adams, which, you know, grew over the last 35 years, 36 years. But, you know, this whole seltzer, it was like, I mean, a volcano. It just erupted in 2017, right? And
yeah.
and it just continues to spill over. We're building islands with the lava. So
I think it's a good metaphor. I like that. You know, in you're absolutely right. I think a lot of people look back on Truly now, even kind of nostalgically. Like a couple months ago, Steve Moss was on the podcast, and he was talking about the first Truly he ever had was out of a bottle. And, you know, you see that on Facebook every now and then. Guys like, remember this?
Yeah.
Whenever Truly was in a bottle, now it's the slim can, and it's moving like hotcakes.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And tea.
Tea. So I mentioned lemonade was the biggest launch in Boston beer history. And then tea came January 2021. And turns out there are quite a few tea drinkers out there. It has been amazing. And again, 4 different flavors in the variety pack. You've got we lead with the lemon tea, which you can also find in a 6-pack. And then we have the peach that we talked about just a moment ago, raspberry and strawberry. All of them follow the same specs as all the other Trulys. 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, less than a gram of sugar, gluten-free, and absolutely delicious.
I've learned very recently how big of a deal gluten-free actually is, and it is crazy. We in the gluten world, we take that term for granted, like, well, it's there if we want it, it's, you know, who cares? But there's an awful lot of people out there who don't have that option and still want to have a social time and still want to enjoy an adult beverage. So to have something gluten-free like Truly out there is truly awesome.
Truly. Yeah, it's funny how many times people use
the word
truly.
Not be the last time.
It's interesting to see how many times people use the word truly and don't even realize it.
Yeah. Do you get tired of it?
No, I don't. It's great. But yes, to the point of the gluten-free, there are, like, I believe there's apps out there where people can look to see if, like, where are my gluten-free options in the area. And if you're, sure. you know, if you're getting ready to go out to dinner with, you know, 10 people or something, and, you know, you've got someone who is sensitive to gluten, they're going to turn down a place that maybe might not show up on a gluten-free option, right? So it's really important to have that offering. And it's more important than we've ever really thought it was.
True. Very true. Very truly.
See? It just keeps coming.
It is. And we have Truly Extra now, too.
Yes.
And then it's truly with more.
Extra.
I didn't want to say extra.
You
I
did
was going to avoid it.
I did it. Yeah, Truly Extra. So two different 16-ounce single-serve cans available in the Kansas City market, clocking in at 8% ABV. So if seltzer hasn't been your thing before, maybe it's just because you needed more. I just made that up. I'm sorry. That was cheesy.
There are an awful lot of people, though, like, on a serious note, that are like, yeah, I really like seltzer, but I try and add something to it.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to do that for them.
Yeah, yeah.
8%.
The 8%. So we have a black raspberry and a peach mango, and they're both quite delicious. Didn't bring those.
No, it's all good.
8%. I want to make sure we get through this today.
This is an AM recording, so
yes.
Yeah, we're gonna avoid that. We're gonna crack into that just the haze.
Yes,
yeah, a lot of stuff from Truly, a lot of stuff coming from Truly. I think we need to talk a little bit about Punch.
Yeah, Truly Punch. We announced that to our wholesaler partners a couple of weeks ago now, maybe 3 weeks ago, that we have decided to launch another variety pack. The innovation has been great for us, and so we're launching a Truly Punch variety pack coming out sometime in May.
May. Okay, so this is quick.
Soon.
So real quick editor's note here. There have been some recent holdups on product approval, and Truly Punch has been impacted by that. So the rollout for this highly anticipated new variety pack could very well be mid-May, like we're discussing here, or it could be just a little bit later. It's probably safer to just say as soon as possible. Back to the show.
Yes.
I tell you, it was interesting. You said that they announced it to the wholesalers, but it did not take seconds before the rest of the world was on it. Justin Kendall over at Brewbound, Kansas City guy himself, was very quick on the announcement.
Yeah, I think the email from Beer Business Daily came through while we were on the call.
It was
felt
ready
like
to
that.
Go.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So that will be, again, you know, sticking to the four varieties that people love out of the variety pack, and it's a fruit punch, a berry punch, a tropical punch, and a citrus punch. And yeah, we're gonna actually try one today.
A lot of punch.
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it anytime I'm in a sales call or I'm talking about something with someone and I've got a cold sample of it. That's when I open it. Do I open it right now?
That's a good way. Let's open it right
now.
Let's
do it. Okay.
And whenever you do, make sure that can is right next to the mic too, so you hear the
Oh, yeah. No one's brought samples yet, so you
haven't
had that.
Nobody's brought samples.
Oh, man. So we brought the Truly Fruit Punch Hard Seltzer. Again, same specs as all the other Trulies with that 5% ABV, 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, less than a gram of sugar. Let's go.
Oh, it sounded so good.
All right. And let's grab some cups here.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It smells very punchy.
Yes,
like
it does.
I don't want to say the famous punch from a certain state, the 50th state in the union, but it smells like that.
Yes, it has an amazing aroma on it. It is. There's no confusing that this is definitely from the punch origin.
Oh my! Oh my!
I haven't tried it yet, Aaron. You just tried Truly Punch. First person, to my knowledge, in Kansas City. This is the only can that I have received.
It's a lot of weight on my shoulders.
What
right
do you
now.
Think, man? Honestly, I
it's surprising how surprising it is, knowing that, you know, I kind of knew what I was getting myself into with it, but it's still so punchy. So punchy. And how many calories?
100 calories.
So same.
Yeah. 100 calories.
No way.
I know. So we're looking at it. It's got a little bit of a pink visual to it, right?
Yeah.
You can kind of see that pinkness in the color. The aroma is straight. It punches you in the face.
It does.
Really does.
It does.
And then when you take that drink, it's packed with flavor, as Aaron said. And it just kind of lingers there, too.
Yeah. You know, when the announcement first came out a few weeks ago, I think it was kind of to the tune mentally of, like, why has nobody done that yet? But it's still surprising.
Right.
How is this possible?
Well, it doesn't that happen a lot? Something, you know, something is invented or,
oh,
you know,
sure.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, We needed this. Yeah. We didn't even know we needed it. Why haven't we known that we... So
I have an idea for about a half a dozen apps that are just like
yes.
that.
Yes.
But no, it's this lives up to the hype. This is really, really, really impressive.
Excellent. I'm glad you enjoy it. And that was the candid reaction right there. Yeah. That was... I wanted that. That's real.
I'm happy to provide that.
Yeah.
That's the least I can do.
Yes.
Lemonade was great. Tea was great. You know, truly just in general, that first one you ever cracked open was like, what is this? This is great. This is just like that.
Right. It's wow. full of flavor. So, you know, for those drinkers out there that say, you know, seltzer isn't my thing. I'm looking for a little more flavor, or it's not sweet enough, but I'm looking for something sweeter that might be a little better for you, or, you know, not as bad for you as far as the sugar content or calorie count. This is it.
5% ABV?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just like all the other Trulies in the portfolio, right in line with it.
Yep.
You know, at some point there might be a Truly innovation that you just go, oh, yeah, no, it's good. This ain't it. This is still that first time.
They just keep coming. They just keep coming. And I think that's important for the seltzer industry and beverage industry in general, right? People want something new and exciting.
Yeah.
And to be able to be a part of that innovation and providing that for our drinkers is something special. So I'm really excited to get this in the hands of drinkers and enjoy some myself.
I think that's part of what makes this so exciting is that truly and you guys do it great. You do it better than most, but it's also about who does it first. And you guys are constantly innovating, constantly pushing that forefront. And this is no exception. So I'm sure we'll see a half dozen punches after this, but Truly Punch coming in May.
You heard it first.
Worth it. So good. So good. That's not the only thing we're obviously talking about, because it is Boston beer, and Boston beer is more than Truly, which Truly is obviously a huge part of it. But also, let's talk a little bit about Twisted Tea, since we were talking about Truly Tea. Let's talk Twisted.
Yes. And to Aaron's point, you know, Truly isn't all we are. We've been around since 1984 with Jim Cook selling in that first keg of Sam Adams Boston Lager in Boston. So we're all over the place. We love the innovation. Yeah. Moving on to Twisted Tea. Yes, Twisted Tea, a brand like no other, 20 plus years old, continues.
Hold up, 20 plus?
Yeah.
Wow.
2000, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes. So
impressive. Stood the test of time.
Right? Twisted Tea is amazing. And I think that part of that is that it captures different demographics of drinkers, and it's evolved with time and different drinkers, right? Like it used to be the guy that's getting off work, grabbing a couple 24-ounce cans on his way home, and that was the drinker, right? And now it's, you know, anybody in the legal drinking age, right? You've got the younger people that want something with no carbonation, and they're not scared of sweet, and they're not scared of a lot of flavor. And so, it's just been a really fun brand to sell.
I always like being in the room whenever you're sampling Twisted Tea to somebody for the first time, whether it's, you know, just at a backyard get together or even, you know, just a sampling at the store. And there's always somebody that's just like, okay, no way. This tea, I get it, but you throw alcohol. Okay, I'm not gonna. No, it is what it is. Don't mess with my tea. I'll tell you what, I'll give you $5 if this lives up to the hype. And then they take a sip and they're like, you got lucky.
You got lucky this time.
It really, really is impressive, and it's so smooth. It's great to have after you're mowing the lawn. It's great to have out on the lake. It's great to have out on the golf course. Tea time, literally.
Yes. There is an occasion, every occasion, for a Twisted Tea, it seems, you know. That first drink when you finish mowing the lawn, like you said, or when you check into the hotel room, that first beer on the patio right when you get there, you know, make it a Twisted Tea. There's just always an occasion for it,
of course. And there's multiple Twisted Teas out there. There's the half and half.
Yep, we've got the half and half. Here in Kansas City, you can find the original half and half, which is a lemonade iced tea mix. We have peach tea, and those are all available in 12 packs. And then we also have a 12 pack variety, and then 24 ounce cans as well.
Want to move on and just keep this rolling?
Let's keep it rolling.
All right, let's talk Angry Orchard.
Angry Orchard.
There's been some innovations coming out in 2021.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Angry Orchard has been a lot of fun, and there's been a lot of innovation. A few years ago, we picked up Ryan Burke. He's our head cider maker out of Walden. Guy grew up in Chicago, studied at the Siebel Institute, and is just amazing, and he's always pushing for something new, something exciting. So having Ryan Burke on our team is amazing. And Angry Orchard's been a really fun brand to sell. Cider has a lot of history and heritage to it. So, yeah, Angry Orchard's a great, great brand.
For sure. It kind of falls in line with what you guys are constantly doing over there at Boston Beer. Like, with Truly, it's how innovating and how different can, sparkling water be? With Twisted Tea, it's like, well, how crazy can you get with just regular iced tea? With Angry Orchard, it's, okay, well, what can you do with apple juice, you know,
right.
in sort of way?
Right. And these cider makers, they really grab on to different types of apple varieties that that are out there. And one year, you know, Kingston Black is the biggest apple varietal, for those cider-centric drinkers. And you know, but for the just someone who really just loves a good cider, we decided to move into some fruit ciders, which we haven't done before. So we've just launched this year 2 6-packs from Angry Orchard. We have a peach mango, and we also have a strawberry.
Ciders.
Yes.
Strawberry cider.
Strawberry.
Peach mango cider. So is this an apple cider base, or is the cider derived from these fruits? Do you know?
There are apple varieties in both of these, and there are several different varietals. Starting with just the bittersweet apple to Michelin, to Culinary, to Gala, Fiji. We're using a lot of different apple varieties in this, and then we're topping that with, you know, the peach and the mango, and then also the strawberry and the other one.
I mean, I apologize, I'm not necessarily up to speed on my rules of what constitutes a cider or cider making, but it sounds like if there's, like, the rule is step one has to be apple base, then, you know, you're covered. But, you know, either way, I think the end of the day, it's all about enjoying what you're drinking.
Absolutely. Ferment some fruit and drink it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it. So we got that coming in. It's here.
And it's doing, it's what I'm seeing, and it's doing quite well, and people are enjoying it. And, you know, I've seen some early reads on shelves, you know, being empty at the end of a weekend, right? So people are picking it up. They're curious. They trust the brand of Angry Orchard, and they're willing to try something, something new in the cider world.
You know, so now that we've got all of the not beer stuff kind of covered, I think, you know, obviously it is Boston Beer Company, so we got to go back to the OG.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about Sam Adams. And as you were referencing multiple times here throughout the start of this podcast, that Jim Cook was selling kegs out of the back of his vehicle, and Boston Lager became what it was. It is an OG American craft that kind of oversaw what we're watching in the craft beer scene right now.
Yeah.
And it paved the way for a lot of what's happening. And so to have that still in market is fantastic, and all of the innovations that have been coming out. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about Boston Lager, but also what we have coming out, like the Wicked series.
Yep.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah, we've got a great team with our Sam Adams innovation, marketing, and all of our brewers. And yeah, we just launched this year the Wicked series. So we have a Wicked Easy, which is a lager ale fusion, if you will. I like to describe it as a Sam you can slam. just a very easy drinking hazy lager.
Yeah.
And then the Wicked Hazy, so the, you know, fastest growing style within a style, hazy IPAs,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So we have the Wicked Hazy, which is a delicious New England style IPA.
Which, and for the OG craft Sam Adams followers, is the Wicked Hazy a version of the New England IPA that we had had in pints prior?
Yeah, okay. It is. It's definitely, you know, same style. It's that New England style.
Sure.
Just with a bit of a brand refresh and a few tweaks. We're always looking to innovate our products and make
Absolutely.
Them better. So that is certainly, if you've had our New England IPA, it's going to be similar. We're using Galaxy, Simcoe, Mosaic, Citra, and Cascade hops for all you hop heads. It clocks in at 6.8 ABV, and we're using an IPA yeast. So, you know, it checks all the boxes for the style, and it's a really delicious beer.
I think kind of on that same vein, too, if you were a fan of Sam 76, that's also the Wicked Hazy base, too.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So the Wicked Easy is a lot like the Sam 76 for the hop heads, Cascade, Citra, Mosaic, and Simcoe. Same hops we used when we launched Sam 76. And we're using a lager and ale yeast, just like the Sam 76, just a little bit more a little more relatable to, you know, launching it as Wicked Easy versus Sam 76. There's a little bit of confusion. Not everybody's a history buff, and the 76 kind of got caught in the net a little bit at times.
I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah. So, but Wicked Easy is delicious. Again, just a great beer for any occasion because it's just easy drinking. If you like a light beer but you like full flavor, this is your lager.
And that's not all either. We're talking NAs as well.
NAs, we're there.
Just the haze.
Yes.
So, you know, like you mentioned, Hazy IPA is just a mind-blowingly explosive demo that's growing in the IPA craft beer market, and it's obviously not going away anytime soon. You know, whenever you crack one open for the first time, it's like, holy cow, is this orange juice?
Right.
Sort of juicy. It's hops without the bitterness, and I think that's the huge appeal. Sam Adams found a way to do that in a can without the alcohol. So for everybody who either doesn't want to partake in alcohol or can't any longer partake in alcohol, but wants to try what everybody's talking about it, boom.
Boom.
Done.
Yeah. Or if you're looking for that eighth inning beer, right? You know,
yeah.
You're out at a bar or you're over at a friend's house and you maybe just had a beer, during an occasion, and then you're not ready to leave, but you want to hang out and you want a nice beer in your hand. It's nice to have that craft option now with NAs.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
You want to try it?
Of course I want to try it. That's awesome.
Let's see if
I
can.
The fact that we got samples is crazy to me.
Let's see if I can top the original crack from the Truly. Here we go.
Be very quiet.
That was pretty good.
It was good. I think the Truly was better.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
Yeah.
I'm going to include them both.
They're both crackable. The crackability are.
Crackability is great.
Yes.
10 out of 10.
All right. Let's give it a try. You've got a couple of cups over there.
Yeah. Smells great. It smells like a hazy.
We nailed it.
Yeah. Just the haze.
So it is. It's a hazy IPA. We're using Citra, Mosaic, Cascade, and Sabro hops. The IBUs on it, when you're looking at it, first, SRM, about a 10, falls in line with a hazy IPA. IBUs, 35. It's got a little bit of bitterness to it, but it's not going to kick you in the teeth, sandpaper on the tongue, like hazy IPAs. Very smooth.
You know, some of the things that everybody says about hazies is they're incredibly dangerous because you can't really tell there's alcohol in it.
Yeah.
This is great because it's not dangerous.
Right.
But it's still just as good.
And you can't tell that there isn't alcohol in it.
Right. Oh, man. This is really, really good. This is a hazy IPA.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Sans alcohol. Yeah. This is a great thing to also enjoy at 10:30 in the morning, Sam.
Yes. See?
This is more proper.
Again, finding the right occasion and the right beer for that occasion.
We nailed it. Nailed it. So, and you know, Sam Adams is the cornerstone of Boston beer. It is the very foundation of which all of this was built, and a big part of that is Boston Lager. So, Boston Lager is still out there doing its thing. Has there been a recipe tweak at all to that one?
You know what? There have been some test markets where we're launching a recipe tweak with the Boston Lager.
How's it going?
You know, kind of too early to tell.
Okay.
Or at least I haven't heard anything. I try to, if I don't get to experience it, I just kind of say, you know what? Don't tell me about the movie while it's on. Okay.
Let me know when it's over.
Let me know when it's over so I can watch it myself.
Fair.
No, I haven't heard anything, to be honest. I am excited to try it. We obviously didn't have a national meeting in person this year, so I wasn't able to try. When we do, you know, launch innovation, that's usually the place where we all get to do it and talk about it. But I just go back. I revert to Boston Lager.
I know.
The OG.
I know.
Quite a bit.
I think we talk about it pretty consistently on the podcast, but with all of the things that are going on in the craft world, it can get a little intimidating at times. And it's nice to just have that old familiar fallback. And I think Boston Lager for a lot of people was their introduction to craft beer. And so to just kind of have that as the fallback or the consistent six pack in the fridge is you know, the cornerstone of anybody's fridge, just as much as Boston beer, Sam Adams is the cornerstone of Boston beer.
Absolutely. If you like food and beer pairings, it pretty much goes with anything. It's got the perfect balance of the hops and the malt. And my opening line, whenever I get to crack open a Boston Lager, if I'm in a sales meeting or just out with a friend, I say, hey, have you had Boston Lager before? Everybody says, yeah, I've had it. And I say, well, you haven't had one with me.
That's awesome.
And I, any chance I get to buy someone a Boston Lager and talk about it, I love doing it.
Of course. You know, I did consider in my like dartboard of ideas for this podcast trying to do at least a portion of it with the your cousin from Boston accent, but that's a really bad idea.
wicked bad.
It's wicked. So I refuse to do that.
Yeah,
so.
we're gonna save face or voice here.
It's great great endorser though of the brand.
He's been amazing.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet that fine gentleman one day. We are family after all.
Of course. Let's talk a little bit about the family that's grown into as well, endorsing another huge East Coast legend, which is Dogfish Head.
Yes.
And the kind of cult following that Dogfish this brings. So my own little backstory about Dogfish is my first experience came in college with them. And I went to school down in Springfield, and I was drinking IPAs that were very commonly available in Springfield, and I enjoyed them. I mean, it was an IPA in the early, or like early aughts of like 2000, I guess. 2010-ish.
I was gonna say, don't date yourself, Aaron. You know, I couldn't catch
a lot of people like, oh, he's so young. And some people like, wait, what? You know? You never know where you're on the spectrum. But I remember drinking them. But I also had a roommate who was like, you actually enjoy that? You don't know what an IPA is. You never had an IPA. And I'm like, okay, by all means, tell me, big guy. What's an IPA? And they're like, next time I come back from home. And he came back and he brought a Dogfish Head 90 minute. Oof. And I'm going to be real. That was an eye-opening experience for me. I'm like, holy crap, this is what an IPA can be?
Yeah.
And I wanted more of it.
And the minute series, right? The 90-minute, 75-minute, 60-minute, the 120-minute.
The 120.
Is such a unique IPA in its own because of the process that Sam Calagione invented to create that beer, right? Brewing has been around for 10,000 years. People were brewing beer before they knew what they were brewing.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, this just makes me feel funny. It's because they didn't know yeast was involved and so many different things, right? But the, you know, the story behind the 60-minute, the 90-minute IPA, which was the first one, the 90-minute, Sam owned a restaurant in Delaware, and you know, and that's where Dogfish had started, in a brewery, in a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And he was brewing a beer, an IPA, one day, and he was also watching a cooking show. And this is, to my knowledge, this is the story. So if and when Sam listens to this podcast, just call me. Let me know how I can make it better.
He is a fan of Central State, so I wouldn't put it by him.
Love it.
Listening.
Love it. But from what I understand, he was watching a cooking show, and the chef on the show was making a soup, and he was adding spices and pepper during the entire process of making the soup. And he explained that if you add it all in the beginning, it burns off, it cooks off. If you add it all at the end, it overpowers everything else you put in the soup. And Sam was like, well, hey, why can't I do that with beer? Went down to a local secondhand store, bought an old mechanical football machines. Aaron, you dated yourself, you remember these, right?
I do, yes.
You know, one of those ones that they were electronic and they shook, right? Yeah, so he bought one of those, filled a bucket of hops, you know, stuck it on that machine and turned it on every minute for the 90 minute process that he was boiling this beer and adding the hops every minute for 90 minutes, which allowed the malt character to really shine through, but still had a ton of the hops in it, right? So that process was an invention in its own, and that
crazy.
That football machine actually is an invention of its own because it was used like that. And you can now find that football machine not in the corner of the brewery in Delaware, but in the Smithsonian Institute,
which
in DC.
Crazy.
Talking next to the Flyer One, the Wright brothers invent flight, and Sam Calagione's got an electric football machine next to it in a museum.
Man.
It's amazing.
We talk about the appeal of like East Coast IPAs and New England IPAs being that it's all of these hops without the bitterness. But Sam was doing that with 60 and 90 minute and even 120 minute before any of all that, because it's just an evenly keeled process, despite the fact that it uses, what, like four times as many hops, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I love like the beer geekness of Dogfish Head, because all of that story is exemplified on that new label that they have for 90 minute with the football player and everything.
Yes.
So if you know the story, you're like, ah, I'm in on it. I know this. Yep, there it is.
I've got the just bottle. The We're not opening this one.
No, no, no. It is. Let's wait till the PM on that one.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the labels and Dogfish tell such stories. So I'm glad that you've noticed the new label.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to pick up on that. Innovation doesn't stop with Dogfish. You know, whenever it came to Sequench with the electrolytes inside a beer, which was crazy at the time, and now more and more people are doing it. Now we've got what's the new one coming out? Literally on shelves starting this week. Mango Smoothie.
Mango Smoothie, part of the Art Series, backfilling the delicious Sunday feels that some of you have had the opportunity to enjoy.
Yes.
And then Mango Smoothie is a tart that is just delicious. It looks like you poured yourself a cup of like mango juice when you pour that thing out of a bottle. It's
great.
It's delicious.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait. And then, of course, we also have coming soon a canned cocktail.
Yes.
From Dogfish.
Three canned cocktails.
Let's talk about this.
Okay. We're launching three new canned cocktails. They're going to come in 4-pack slim cans, 12-ounce slim cans. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Something I didn't really realize, Aaron, and, you know, we've been a part of Dogfish. Dogfish has been a part of us for about 2 years now. But Dogfish has been distilling spirits for decades.
Yeah.
The second Sam got into beer, he got into spirits.
As you do.
Yeah. As you do. As we all do, right? Ooh, what's this? So spirits aren't something that we're not familiar with. We've been distributing them up and down the East Coast. We have award-winning spirits, and we've decided to take the craft that we put into our beer and put that into a canned cocktail. So we don't spare the expense on the recipes. We want to make sure we get it right, and we really want this to be an authentic experience. And we do not enter a category with the expectation that we just want to be a part of a category. We enter a category because we want to be the best offering there is in that category. And I truly believe that that is what the canned cocktails are from Dogfish.
So just to kind of recap on all of that, it is Dogfish distilled in-house spirits.
Yes.
With Dogfish ingredients.
Yes.
Recipes all written in-house. Nothing from out of house. It's all done there.
Yep.
And it brought to us.
Yes. Brought
Fantastic.
To us here.
Fantastic. Is there an idea as to when this is coming?
ASAP, my friend. So,
oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, I was hoping I'd actually have some samples for us to enjoy after the show, not touring.
We should be around the PM or that time. Yeah.
But they all clock in at 7% ABV. We have a blueberry shrub vodka soda.
Blueberry shrub.
Yes.
Okay.
Strawberry and honeyberry vodka lemonade. And then also a cherry whiskey sour.
Whiskey sour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a game changer for the RTD industry.
Yes.
Yeah. And by RTD, I understand that we sometimes talk industry terminology, but ready to drink.
Yes. When you hear someone say RTD, it means that they are ready to drink.
Yes.
No.
RTD all the time.
RTD. How you feeling? RTD.
RTD.
Let's go. Yes. So RTD, ready to drink. You know, you're seeing more and more of it out there in the market, and it's going to be fun to be a part of it, and it's going to be really fun when people crack this can and give them a try.
Can't wait. I cannot wait to have some of that, especially after the descriptions. Blueberry shrub.
Blueberry shrub. There's a little bit of balsamic in that one, I believe.
Goodness
like,
gracious.
It's amazing, and I had a sample of that, and I'll tell you this. This is a true story. I actually brought one over to a neighbor's and asked if I could make them a cocktail, and took the can, took a couple glasses of ice, popped the can, poured it over ice, threw a blueberry in it, took it out to them, and they asked how I made that cocktail at their house in 30 seconds. So
sneaked.
Yeah, it was. I wanted to get a real reaction, as we did with the Truly Punch.
That's
I
good.
Just wanted to
That's
see
good.
What happened.
Whose was better? Was mine better?
Yeah.
You could say no. It's fine.
This was fun. This is fun to bring your eyes lit up like it was Christmas when I pulled that.
Truly was.
Out, so.
Truly was. Truly. Well, that's a lot of stuff to talk about for 2021, and obviously things are going really, really well with Boston Beer. I don't think I need to tell anybody listening that. Did I miss anything off the top of your head?
Just one thing.
Hit me.
And it's on the Dogfish realm, so this is great that we're still here.
Oh, okay.
Hazy O.
Oh, of course. Oh, I don't
Hazy O.
I am sorry to everyone. I forgot all about Hazy O, and I should never have, because that beer is so good.
Yeah, so we just launched a brand new Hazy IPA from Dogfish, right? It's part of our core four, right? So when I say that, I mean that, you know, the beers that we want to see on the shelves and pick up really start with Hazy O, 60-minute IPA, Sea Quench, and Slightly Mighty, which is our low-cal, low-carb IPA. And Hazy O is the newest in that core four, and it's a Hazy IPA brewed with four different types of oats, malted, rolled, naked, and and are you ready? Oat milk.
Oh, so good.
Yes. So when we talk about, you know, people more now than ever want to know what's in their beer, you know, they want to know what they're putting into their bodies. And oat milk is one of the fastest growing nut milks. When you talk about like the better for you category, outside of alcohol, oat milk is become huge. So
yeah,
I brought a Hazio. We are going to try this because really want you to try this. I'm very excited. I've been out in the market all week trying this with customers, and I'm just enjoying every moment of it. So let's do what we do here.
That was the best one.
That was really good.
That was the best one. That was really good. I am just going off of the look from the screen, and that was easily the best one.
I've had practice.
Third time's a charm.
Yes.
I think you kind of hit it right on the head, though. Just moments ago by saying that anymore, it's not just about what tastes good. It's about what am I also putting into my body?
Right.
And to have the ingredients on the side of the can is obviously a big deal.
Right.
And four different kinds of oats: rolled oats, malted oats, naked oats, oat milk. Off the top of my head, are you impressed?
That was great. Yeah. I was ready to jump in and with the assist. Didn't need to.
Yeah, I got that one. This is impressive. So,
big, you notice that
huge nose.
Yeah, huge nose. A lot of citrus on that, pineapple, mango.
Oh, and it's just a good IPA. It's just a good hazy IPA.
Yeah. So you got that golden hazy look. You're on the aroma. You've got citrus, mandarin orange, grapefruit, mango, pineapple, all those things you like to see in a hazy IPA. The taste right there. I'm going to take a drink.
It's a dogfish IPA.
It is. It's juicy. That tropical note is really led with that mango and pineapple, and it's creamy, right? That oat milk, what that does is it gives almost like a nitrogenated experience, right? It's not overly carbonated.
True, 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 yeah.
It's really smooth on the mouthfeel.
Yeah.
And drinks very easily. Do you want to guess the ABV on this?
It's going to surprise me. I'm going to say 6.5.
7.1.
Seven.
Drinks like a 5.
That's it's a big deal though with that half a, you know, percentage difference. And just beyond that, wow.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It
as
is.
We were saying.
But it drinks like a session IPA. And I think that's what's, you know, one of the cool qualities about this beer.
Well, and I think it speaks a lot to the versatility of Dogfish's IPAs, which is definitely on the other end of the spectrum of what I'm about to say. But when it comes to IPAs in this country, we really either appreciate IPAs that are either straight up orange juice or straight up biting into a pine tree.
Right.
And there, you know, there's a lot in between, but most people's preference tends to skew one way or the other on the scale. This is definitely more towards the juicy kind of hazy.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Versus, you know, just the 60 or 90, which is more on the piney, bitter kind of side without the bitterness, though, because that was obviously the point of continual hopping.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very smooth experience. This kind of brings the room together, right? Mm. Brings both of those.
More so than this rug.
More than this rug. I wasn't going to say anything.
It's fine.
Nice studio we have.
This is the best I can do. We got to work here too, you know.
That's right.
No, this is great. Dogfish Head Hazio IPA now in market. Just like most of the stuff that we're talking about, if it's not there now, it's coming very, very soon, which is really exciting for Boston beer and us. But the hard part is still yet to come in this podcast, Sam.
Oh, boy.
Butter up!
Five heavy hitters.
Totally off the wall. They require an answer one way or the other.
You
could be about anything.
All right.
Anything. Question number one.
Number one.
Cubs or Royals?
Why you gonna do that to me? Why you gonna do that to me? What did I say? What's the best place? The place that I am. So Royals,
go
baby.
Go Royals, right?
If I can pick an American League and a National League team, I'm taking them both. Cubs, Royals, World Series, 21, let's go.
Okay, if it is World Series, who's winning?
The Royals.
The Croyals.
Yeah, go team.
That was everything I wanted.
Beautiful.
We don't even need to do the other four. That was good.
Oh, man.
I wanted to come out of the gate a little hot.
I liked it. I loved it.
Pretty happy about that.
I lived right next to Wrigley Field when we lived in Chicago.
Wrigley Field's great.
I used to run around the stadium every morning that it wasn't freezing cold.
Yeah.
That was my little morning jog, and that was a cool experience.
I respect that. Also, it was probably, 8 days when it wasn't cold? So.
Yes. So I ran 8 times last year. It was wonderful.
All right. Question number two. What animal would be the absolute cutest animal in the world if it were shrunk down to the size of a cat?
A giraffe.
A giraffe.
I think so. That's what came to mind.
This first thing.
What a cutie, right? Like, no one gets to pet the entire neck of a giraffe, but when they're the size of a cat.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's
I a think good a little point. Giraffe would be cool.
Do they make sounds?
We would only know if we could shrink them down to the size of a cat, Aaron.
The giraffe meowed.
That would be something.
What a world.
Yeah.
What a world. All right. All right. Question number three. With the on-premise kind of reawakening and music kind of reawakening and festivals starting to become more and more of a thing, Truly obviously being a huge part of that, safe to say you most likely will find yourself at a concert or two in 2021.
Yes.
If you could have a Mount Rushmore of music bands for your festival, first one back, who would it be?
I mean, living or like,
let's go living.
Living,
just to kind of limit it a little bit.
All right, you know, Cage the Elephant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw them live a couple
Matt
years
Schultz
ago.
Schultz kills it live.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an experience.
It is.
So I would put Cage the Elephant up there.
Okay.
Also, this is crazy. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan.
Okay.
So I put Bob in that festival.
Bob Dylan and Cage the Elephant is a great festival already.
I mean, who's not buying tickets to that?
Right.
I want to know who's promoting it. I want that job. And we have two more to go.
Two more.
All right. I'm going to throw you a curveball here. I'm a big Dave Matthews fan.
I you know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews, I've always said it. Dave Matthews is you either hate him or you love him. There is no in between.
Yeah. And you know why?
I love Dave Matthews.
I do. I do. I love him.
That.
It took 11 years for my wife to start to kind of lean towards the love him and not hate him.
That's good.
Takes a minute to get used to that voice. Same with Dylan. And then are you ready?
True.
Here's why everyone's coming to this festival, because my fourth pick is Dead & Co. with John Mayer, but John's going to start it with an acoustic set.
Okay.
So you're getting
okay.
both. You're
okay.
getting a twofer on
I
that
see
one.
What you did there,
yeah.
Sneaky. All right. So I guess we'll go with five.
That's all I good. Mean, you know.
No, okay. All
I'm
right.
always so asking for more.
John Mayer starting out, and then Bob Weir and everybody else coming out.
That's
I get
right.
that. I get that. I respect that. So this festival is 13 hours long.
Yes. Right. It's a 2-day.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
All right. I'll move on. Question number four. What was something that was cool when you were younger but is not anymore?
Food coloring.
That was cool to
yeah.
begin with. Come on.
Well, you know, like blue ice cream. Yeah, I want some blue ice cream. And
now
then
we know.
All of a sudden, you're just like covered in. You had blue ice cream as an adult. You look like a freaking. you look like a mess. You look like someone's gonna ask where your parent is.
Spoken from experience,
yeah.
I think.
I was just in Branson last week, and I had some blue ice cream.
Of course. In there, you don't look like a fool.
It was
Branson.
It was not cool of me though. But so that was an easy one.
Food coloring. That was quick. Yeah, there was no pause.
I
know I edit this sometimes. There was no time pause in there. That was right there. Final question. You're stranded on a desert island. What is the one truly you can bring with you?
That is such a great question, because there are like 28 flavors of truly right now.
Yeah. I'll include the punch in that one too.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say the one I've had the least, so the one that I could drink the most, right? So maybe a Truly Punch, but no, let's go with something I've had, something I know and I love, because here's the thing about Truly too, and I'll say this. If you go to a bar and you order a Truly and they say, what flavor? Most of the time people say, I don't really care. Just bring me the Truly.
Give me a Truly.
Cause they're all so darn good.
Yeah.
But I am quite keen to the Black Cherry Lemonade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
do like that black cherry lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's available in a 24-ounce can too, isn't it?
Not the black cherry. Just the strawberry and original lemon for the lemonades in the 24-ounce.
Maybe that's something we consider for the desert island is 24-ounce Trulies.
Oh.
Black cherry lemonade.
See, there you go.
Just throwing it out there. That's a good one. That's a very good five heavy hitter segment. They were all quick. They were all to the point. There was no hesitation.
No.
So you're confident.
I really do.
And I appreciate this entire conversation, obviously. Thank you, Sam, coming in and talking all things Boston beer, from Truly to Angry Orchard to Twisted Tea to Sam Adams to Dogfish Head to these five really weird, stupid questions that I ask at the end of this interview. It makes a huge difference to, you know, the sales team and everybody out there that's slinging this stuff day in and day out. And that's a big deal.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And Aaron, I've been back now for several months and we haven't been able to connect in person. So to catch up over the air for the first time will be an experience I will always remember.
You're all witness to the great reunion.
Yes.
Ounces of Information by Central States Beverage Company.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening all the way through of the Central States Ounces of Information podcast. This is probably the closest we'll ever come to like a post-credit scene sort of thing for a podcast, but we wanted to incentivize it just a little bit. The first three people who listen to this podcast and goes to our Facebook page, facebook.com/CSBev, send us a direct message saying, love the podcast, it was truly great. We'll win a truly festival hat. It's got all the flowers, it's got the flat bill, perfect for any summer concert series. Once again, go to Facebook and send Central States a direct message saying, love the podcast, it was truly great. And don't forget to catch Sam out in Market this upcoming Thursday, April 22nd at Westport Ale House. Sometime in the evening, if you're there, enjoy a beer with Sam. Thanks again for listening. #LiveTruly.